Welcome to the Hillsborough School District HR High Five Podcast. This podcast focuses on the highlights and achievements of our amazing employees. Today, we will be hearing from our guests about the power of relationships. Good working relationships and partnerships inside and outside of HSD provide us with several benefits, including a more enjoyable workplace. Don't just take my word for it. Let's see what our guests have to say. Today's episode is hosted by myself, Connellu Williams, Human Resources Officer.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gabby Villamagua. My preferred pronouns are she, her, ella. My job title is principal at Free Orchards Elementary. And I have worked with HSD for, I'm going on my 8th year.
My name is Fatima Aceves Rodriguez. My preferred pronouns are she, her, ella. My job title is office manager, and I have worked with HSD for, 7, 8 years.
We can all likely think of the ways in which unhealthy workplace relationships negatively impact us in our work, but what do you both feel are some of the unexpected positive outcomes that happen when you have a good relationship within your office?
One thing I thought that is positive of working in an office environment when you have a good relationship with everybody is the harmony. Mm-hmm. So when you have harmony, the days flow and go by faster, I feel. There is excitement about coming to work. And I think people work with passion, and it doesn't feel like a job. You know, it just feels like home, like a second home.
Great answer, Fatima. I was thinking specifically of working with Fatima, so my answer was geared towards our working relationship, and I wanted to say that I feel very fortunate to work with Fatima. I think we have great chemistry, and so far we're working great together. One of the positive outcomes that was unexpected for me when I was reflecting about this question was that I think trust. And I say that because I am new to my role, and this can bring up a lot of insecurity because there is so much learning every day. So knowing that I can trust Fatima with confidential information, trust that she will follow district safety and fiscal policies to support me is very important for me, and also trust that I can be vulnerable and ask her for help and that she will understand. And that is really important for me in a good office working relationship.
Thank you for sharing that. I really like your focus on having harmony and trust and how that helps you collectively do your work in a way that serves your community in the best way possible. My second question for you is, what is a characteristic of your working relationship together that you are proud of?
I think of connection, and I, like Abby said, I think from the get-go, we were able to connect so easily. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Maybe the chemistry, maybe we had good chemistry. And like I told her before, when I first saw you in that interview, I knew I wanted you to be the principal of Free Orchards. I saw something in her. And that's one thing. Understanding each other is another one. And I think we both pride ourselves in communication in any way, you know, even on our busy days. And she's hands-on. She's a principal, hands-on on everything. She's everywhere. Sometimes it's hard to find her because I know that when she's not here, she's there, you know. But she's great at communicating and making sure that I always make sure that I'm there to help her and support her, but she's good about making that effort of, okay, I'm not gonna be able to meet with you today, but there's things that need to be done, and finds way of communicating those things so things keep like flowing, I guess, mm-hmm. in the office and things get done. So that I like.
That was a great answer, yeah. Fatima. Mine was around the same thing. I think we have been able to come up with a system that is efficient for both of us. Time is so, goes by so fast every day that finding a system that works well for both of us has been, like Fatima was describing, tricky some days. And so I think we have finally developed a system where we are communicating daily and identifying the priorities for the day in a way that is efficient for both of us. And I think we also laugh. Yeah. And having a good sense of humor is much, much needed some days. And so having that camaraderie and that opportunity to just let down and just laugh at it is really important. So I think that is really important in our working relationship.
Wow, that's really beautiful to hear just about the short time that you guys have started working together and just the deep connection I can already feel in your work. And what a wonderful thing for your community to see the connection that you have with each other and the collaboration to support them. We appreciate you sharing with us today and providing great insight in how strong and effective your professional relationships can be. Thank you.
Hi, HSD listeners. My name is Jenny Taguchi. My preferred pronouns are she, her. My job title is Dean of Students at Poynter Middle School, and I have worked with HSD for 8 years now.
Wonderful. So we know from research that positive relationships with coworkers and teammates leads to better productivity and feeling respected at work. How do you feel that this also affects the students within our school buildings each day?
I think relationships are the key for any learning opportunity to work. When there's a relationship in the school, it not only sets an example for students, it models behavior for students socially. It also creates relationships with among staff, and then students also see that and know who they can go to for any issues they're having or any successful stories or funny stories, and so it builds trust. There's also a sense of communication when there's trusted adults and also staff members having trusted relationships, because when you're comfortable communicating with one another, you can bounce ideas and collaborate, and then that all translates into the classroom or even on the bus or any educational setting. It supports climate and culture in the building, as well as, you know, if you're doing fun things in a class and you want to join in and the teachers have a good relationship, they'll probably invite you in. For example, when I taught in third grade, my sixth grade friend, we decided to do a buddy system to show sixth graders what it's like to make sure their younger peers are taken care of. And they were like, oh, this is what it's like. I need to tell my parents thank you. I'm sorry I ran around in circles sometimes. But we had a cool marshmallow s'more making activity for them, and the sixth graders made the box, and the young my third graders got to eat the product at the end. So that was really cool. And also for when the adult feels like they are heard, just like the students, it creates an environment where it's fun to work and work becomes fun.
Wonderful. Can you describe a time where there was a missed opportunity or mistake in a workplace relationship that you had to come back from and repair?
Yes. My close buddy there, this was before we established the clear communication, tone. There was a miscommunication on just how she interpreted something and I interpreted differently. So we were both mad at each other. This was when we were taking classes together too, so we couldn't bounce ideas because we decided to ignore each other. and then there was a whole, you know, she deleted me on social media and she was waiting for me to comment on something. So we were both watching it, and both of our husbands were like, you know, you want to call and talk. And so finally when we did, we're like, oh, I didn't realize that's how you felt because of something that happened at school. And And then I was like, oh no, that's, I thought it was this. And so we made a clear rule that it's okay to disagree while we're talking to each other about school related things and be open-minded. And that's ever since then, we're just, it's great.
You kind of set the ground rules.
Yes, ground rules, yeah.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. What would be your advice to someone who's waiting to improve the working relationships with their team, with another employee, or with someone who is new?
I would say be present and get to know the other person and get to know what their how they communicate. Because if one person likes text messages past 4 o'clock, then you know that it's okay to text them after 4 o'clock. If you know that they don't like that, then you know not to. But I think clear communication is a big one, and it's okay to be honest and just be open-minded and be prepared to also listen and receive the feedback. But I think talking to the other person and getting to know them is the key. And check in regularly and just get to know each other and do fun activities together.
Yeah, what I heard you say in that too was like about letting people process in their own space, because we all process at different times and spaces. Thank you for that, Jenny, and for being with us today.
Hello, everyone. My name is Amy DeCoster. My preferred pronouns are she, her, hers. I am a support specialist and autism consultant for Hillsborough School District, and I have worked for HSD since 2008.
Wow, that's impressive. So I want to start with the first question. There are several support specialists throughout HSD, and you all have a unique role in the district. How does your team join together to leverage the power of those relationships to enhance the work being done?
Great question. So our job is unique. We do serve kids from ages 3 to 21, which includes early childhood through transition services into adulthood. So relationships are really at the core of the work that we do. The unique aspect of that is that we need our families to be vulnerable. We need to ask them to do things that might be uncomfortable, to gather information, again, to work through systems and make sure they're connected to all things possible. I think that how we do that as a team and we leverage that power is that our training and messaging from our director, Elaine Fox, is always about fostering those relationships and communication. That is what we do to kind of ensure systems transparency, to problem solve, and then to resolve conflict when it does arise, because sometimes school teams and parents don't agree, so we have to work through those pieces as well. We also have designated time to collaborate as a team, and just to ensure that we're wrapping around our students and families. I sit with many experts in the room, and so I value their input and feedback and experiences. They might have a connection at the county somewhere that can help a family get what I need quicker and to get their needs met sooner. I think another thing that we do is that we provide a level of professional development to our school teams. We host parent nights. We do a resource fair, just to connect to all things possible.
I appreciate you sharing that, just that working together with so many different partners and building on those relationships. My second question for you is, not only are relationships within our HSD teams important and powerful, but we also see the benefits of positive relationships with community partners. Can you share a story about a great relationship that you or your team has outside of HSD that helps the work we do for our students and staff?
Of course. Again, in this role, we know we're one piece of the puzzle, and we might have that school expertise, but we know we need to reach out to our other resources, such as mental health providers, county resources like vocational rehab, Washington County Wrap Services, again, just to meet the needs of the families that we support. And I think fun part, interesting, cool thing about this, the work that we do, is it doesn't end at 3:30 or 4 o'clock or when a student might graduate or go on to adulthood. We still have families that continue to reach out to us because we're the face of a system and we're seen as somebody who's safe and trusted and has that historical component with our families, that feels anchoring. And an example of these systems working together is we had a student who was attending his neighborhood school. Sorry, COVID hit, and he was attending some online school. We knew it was time for him to go back in person because of those social and educational experiences are just a little bit more robust in person. Unfortunately, his father died during COVID, which shifted the whole family dynamic. Mom had to become everything for this family. Child experiences a high level of need because of his disability. And we were able to bring in our Latinx SPED special education community parent pack. We brought in developmental disabilities. The HOA school team worked with the neighborhood school team, and we did a really thoughtful transition back into in-person learning. Mom got employed as an SEA at the middle school, and the kid's crushing it, and housing is secured. So again, when the systems all coordinate and work together, it is so powerful.
Thank you for sharing that story. Amy, we appreciate you being with us today, and thank you for sharing these examples with our listeners. Thank you for joining us for this episode about the power of relationships. We learned a lot from our guest today and hope you did too. In a world where we have more choices than ever before, let's choose to put in the effort and commit to fostering healthy workplace relationships. It is important to build each other up so we all can experience the power of those great connections and bonds, not only for our benefit, but for the betterment of HSD and the students and families we serve. We encourage you to be thinking about how you can be a catalyst for positive growth and unity within your current relationships. Join us for next month's episode, where we will be celebrating the work of bilingual employees. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast on the audio streaming platform of your choice, and new episodes are released every payday throughout the school year.